right. Right now, though, as we all know, the Cowboys are in crisis. They have lost three of their last four. They have not played well in four straight weeks. And they've got a very good Tampa Bay team coming to town this Sunday. This is a crucial stretch. Tampa Bay and then the Giants. And it looks like they're without Tony Romo for those next two games for sure, according to what Romo said in an interview last night. So we have convened our Cowboys in Crisis Roundtable. And joining us on this roundtable, we have several members of the Cowboys staff, past and present. Currently, their secondary coach, the great Dave Campo, joins us. Morning, Dave.
I wouldn't call it a good morning, obviously, the way we've been playing football.
No, I guess it's not. Also with us is a guy that that you are familiar with as well. You worked with him. It's the former Cowboys head coach, Chan Gailey. Morning, Chan.
Yeah, Mama just got me some new overalls for school.
Hey, Chan.
I ate a pail full of grits this morning.
Yeah, it's interesting. Chan, now the offensive coordinator of the Chiefs.
I bathe in creeks.
Also joining us is the former Cowboys special teams coach, Coach Joe Avezzano. Morning, Coach.
Good morning. I'm doing all right. Just getting ready to have some surgery on my mouth to give me more of a human voice.
Okay.
Wait for me.
And also, we couldn't have a Cowboys in Crisis roundtable without a player. And joining us is the playmaker, the former great wide receiver, Michael Irvin.
The playmaker.
That's right, the playmaker.
It's really early in the morning.
Did you have another late night?
Don't tell nobody, though. Don't tell nobody that I'm still out here having the late night, though.
Okay, not in yet, are you?
How are you, Michael?
Doing good, Chan.
All right, question number one on our Cowboys in Crisis roundtable. What's wrong with the Cowboys right now? Coach Dave Campo, I'm sure you're bothered by the situation.
Well, you know, it really doesn't bother me because the last time I looked, we're 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, that's a winning record. I've never won more than five games as a head coach. I think Wade's doing a hell of a job, and I think we're having a hell of a season.
Nothing wrong with the secondary when, you know, guys running around there kind of lost?
Yeah, a little bit of this and a little bit of that. You know, guys running around doing stuff, you know, playing football, but, you know, that's what we do. We play football on the football field.
Doesn't bother you when you see Mike Jenkins running the other direction from Donnie Avery?
Not really, no. I was the coach of this team. It went 5-11 every year. I've seen that before. It doesn't bother me a bit.
Chan Gailey, what's wrong with the Cowboys?
Well, I think that these old fellas are distracted by that little filly, Jessica Simpson. Yeah, she gets in heat and then walks that sideline, all them boys smell her and they can't execute a play.
Wow.
One time I was near an antelope that was in heat,
uh-huh,
and I couldn't think straight enough to beat my grandpappy at horseshoes. I plowed a field one time with a donkey that I dressed up as a pirate.
All right, let's move on to Coach Joe Avezzano. What's wrong with the Cowboys?
Obviously, Jay and Wade need some help with special teams. So I consider my stock on the rise right now. They need to bring me back, and I'll bring back the great Matt Vanderbeek, Kenny the Shark Dance, and, of course, my big-ass Super Bowl rings and crazy-ass mane of silver hair flying down the sidelines.
Well, sounds like as good a the solution is any. Michael Irvin, what do you think's wrong with the Cowboys?
Leadership.
I'm sorry?
Leadership.
Leadership.
Yeah. They don't have leadership. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look back at the 90s. We had eight ball. That was Troy.
Right, right.
We had deuce. Uh-huh. That was him. That was him.
Right.
We had him. We had him.
Golly.
We had Dion, and he was smart. We were all smart. Of course, we weren't always smart off the field, because sometimes we hit the dog and we got the shit on us.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't.
I can't understand him.
And I can't either. Let's move on to question number two and our final question. Where did the Cowboys go from here? Dave Campo.
Well, personally, I'm getting my resume together. I don't think it's going to end well. I mean, I said, you know, we got a winning record now. We're 4-3. Obviously, that's a game over 500, but I don't think it's going to end well. T.O. continues not to get the ball. Tank Johnson gets frustrated. Pac-Man comes back. I think we have a chance for this to end in random gunfire.
Okay. Chan Gailey, where do you think the Cowboys are headed?
Well, personally, if I was in charge of something out there, I'd turn that practice field into a turnip patch. And then I'd sell them turnips at market. You can fetch a pretty good price for them now. You know, I once talked a coon dog into going to a dance with me.
He did?
Yeah, he got turned out of the dance, though, because he nosed just about every girl there. Yeah. Hey, do you know how many catfish I can fit in my mouth?
No.
Neither do I. I'll give it a shot again tonight. Hey, I got a pocket full of hush puppies for the walk into work.
Okay, well, that's good. You're walking to work in Kansas City, are you? All right, yeah. Let's move on to Coach Joe. Where do you think the Cowboys are headed?
Oh, to hell in the handbasket. You know, ever since they unceremoniously kind of dumped me, I don't really care about the Cowboys too much.
Right.
What I care about right now is focusing on getting a human voice box put in so I can become more of a broadcaster.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Oh, thanks.
And Michael Irvin, what's in the future for the Cowboys now?
If it's a Cowboy.
You got started up.
Yeah. Just get a little started. If the Cowboys don't get going, they're going to get lost in the dust. Mm-hmm. And that's a bad thing because this is the Dallas Cowboys. We're talking about the star on the side of the helmet, the silver pair, Tom Landry, Jimmy Johnson, Stubbs, Gravel, and Zunavama, the Dias and the Bula. You thought I couldn't talk English.
Boy, I can't get any of that. I'm sorry. But we do thank you all for joining us. Michael Irvin, thanks a lot.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Coach Joe, we appreciate it.
It's fine.
Chan Gailey, thank you as always.
Yeah.
And Dave Campo, good luck against the Bucks.
Obviously.
That is our Cowboys in Crisis Roundtable here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Coming up next, let's talk about the spread offense.